Artist Shinji Turner Yamamoto fuses the elements of nature with paint and other materials to create site-specific artwork that is at once abstract and realistic. An exhibition of his work, De Rerum Naturam, is now at the Phyllis Weston Gallery in Hyde Park. The artist is here with me to discuss his unique creations, and it turns out he is a Cincinnati resident, so welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
In your artist statement, you write that your work is about connections between humanity and nature, what you often call random connections.
Yes.
How do the works in your show reflect that?
In many cases, I create the work. Really, I finish in short period. For example, a painting I finished just recently, I started nearly 6 years ago. Many work has different kind of layers as materials and also thought. Some works I use, for example, plaster fragments I found in the Holy Cross Church, Mount Adams here. And I could combine also 19th century Japanese fabric. It's as a material, different layers, and every year or nearly every day, I probably think differently toward paintings or a subject I'm thinking about. So I want to show these layers, and some layers become hidden. But these shows subtle connection, and it takes us always into the work.
And nature has always been a big part of your theme, the work that you do. You've done work all over the world. And I'm thinking of the work that you did in Ireland, which, again, on your website, you did a series of pictures of rainbows. Actually, you gathered rainwater, you used peat, you used ash. You use a lot of materials in addition to the paint, which you use natural dyes to color your pigments. Is that right?
Yes. In that series of work, I used, at first, ash from peat, which it's so cold, also in summer, so we had to burn fire, and peat is an imperfect product. So when you burn, you get ashes of reddish color and slightly blue and very white. Only from the fireplace, I could get many colors, including soot.
Working with rainwater, you said that these things sometimes take on a three-dimensional look, but you think of them more as paintings than as sculpture.
Yes. Many people think about my painting as sculpture, but in one way or another, all paintings are three-dimensional, and I use that potential. For example, a work I created for Japanese Tea House in Washington, D.C.'s embassy, I use natural light, change all day long, and I also... One painting, when we see a dependent light, it changes, and in many cases, I try to involve change of light itself in my installation when I show the work.
And the kinds of works that we see in your exhibition, it's painting and wall hangings as well?
Basically, all paintings.
How many paintings are going to be in the show?
Around 20 works. I want to go back how I started create my work. At the beginning, I went to an art school. But actually, I wasn't so interested in creating work, artworks. What I did was going to nearby mountain or riverside or abandoned mine and collect sometimes fossils or crystals or just a piece of fragments like tree branches or quite normal stones and clays. And I was just happy to see this object in my studio, and I didn't feel necessity to create anything. But I liked also studying history of art and also history of painting technique. And one day I realized that I could make color from these materials. Like clay that we see around, depending on color, you call yellow ochre or red ochres, and many kind of colors. And if you combine with egg, you call tempera, and you mix with oil, that is oil color. And mix with gum arabic, that is called watercolor. So you could create own color. And then I began creating some works at the end.
You've also done a lot of what is called site-specific work, work that's designed for a specific location.
Yes.
How did you get started doing that?
I started in Ireland. I had a vague idea to create a sculpture that contains seeds of a tree. Then a tree grows. Its root system would destroy my work. The beginning, you had unclear, cloudy idea, and you see an actual landscape. That moment began sort of conversation with nature in that place.
You have an ongoing project called the Global Tree Project, and you have a beautiful book that's devoted to that. Tell us a little bit about the Global Tree Project.
Global Tree Project began nearly 10 years ago. But as that time, I didn't call Global Tree Project. I began calling in this way when I saw an uprooted tree, this fallen tree, probably from storm, looked like sleeping because somehow root systems were still connected to the ground. Leaves were so green, intense, and looked like just sleeping. And a few days later, I went back to take some pictures, I thought, and it was gone. So I began drawing and creating all this image, and I realized I saw thread of this tree imagery.
That was the beginning of it, and yes, it's continued for 10 years. What are you working on now? What kinds of works are in your studio?
Right now, actually, in this exhibition at Phyllis Western Gallery, there are two new works. New mean old works are new, but that I still call Pentimenti, which I showed at Contemporary Art Center 2 years ago. That was serious work with fragments with Holy Cross Church. This time I'm working with a bit different way.
So you have some works that are relatively new as well as some works that
yes,
are from a while back, including, you said, some of the rainbow pictures?
Yes, paintings.
Paintings of the rainbows.
Yes. And paintings that you will see are created with two layers of work. One layer is made only by rainwater, actual rainwater. I let my paper and ash outside, so rain created the first work. Then I combined with different drawing of rainbow.
Yeah, those images are on your website and they're quite compelling. Your exhibition sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.
Domo arigato gozaimasu.
Domo arigatashimashite.
My guest has been Shinji Turner Yamamoto. His exhibition, De Rarum Naturam, is on exhibition at the Phyllis Weston Gallery through December 14th, and there is an opening reception on November 16th. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.